You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras with Anthony DeComo. We're talking All-Star Game this week, and I'm with four-time All-Star John Franco. John, what was it like, I guess, taking me through your experiences, starting with the first one to get named to the team? I know you didn't pitch in that first game, but just being around that atmosphere and living it.
Well, it's very exciting, that's for sure. I remember this funny story at the when I was with the Dodgers, and then I got traded to Cincinnati. My roommate with the Dodgers was Dave Anderson, and they came into Cincinnati right before the All-Stars, and Tommy Lasorda was the manager. And I told my roommate, I told Tommy Lasorda, if he picks me, I have a $25,000 bonus. I'll give him a little bit. And I got picked to this day, 20, 30 years later, when I see Tommy. Tommy still tells me that I still owe him money. So I tell him, well, I'm not going to give you money because I didn't pitch in it. But just getting selected and walking in that room with all those All-Stars, and a lot of those All-Stars I grew up watching, you know, with Ozzie Smith and Andre Dawson, and just, I was at all, you know, walking in there, and for me to be part of that, it was just a great experience.
Is it almost like getting called up to the big leagues again? You know, you walk in the clubhouse for the first time, you see all these big league players, and you're like, wow, I'm here. Is it almost that same sort of feeling to walk into that type of room?
Well, it's when you get selected, you feel like you're in an elite class now. You know, you're in that type of caliber player that your peers and your managers from other teams have selected you. It was really a truly great feeling. Very, very nervous. But it was a lot of fun, just the three-day experience, coming in, meeting all the guys, the festivities, the workouts, signing tons and tons of baseballs and bats and memorabilia stuff, so it was a lot of fun.
I think it was your second trip to the All-Star Game where you actually got to pitch in the game for the first time. I know it was kind of a different game back then. It was a different atmosphere. But what was that feeling like, being on the mound and knowing everyone you're facing is also an All-Star?
Nerve-wracking, you know. So I just try to treat it like any other game, but it really wasn't. When you're facing the best on the American League, and you're with the best in the National League. So just try to make my pitches, make sure I didn't get hurt or didn't hurt the team, and get out of there as quick as possible. And fortunate for me, I got a couple pop-ups, I think it was, and then got out of it.
Do you have any, over the four games you did participate in or went to, do you have any particular highlights, anything that stands out, specific memories?
No, not really. You know, they're all very special. Being there, you know, each year with different group of guys. Some guys were there 4 years, the same time I was there. Some guys have been there 8 years straight, different managers, different ballparks, different areas. It was just a great experience to be at. You know, the pregame stuff, the after stuff, getting a ring. That's the one thing that I always cherish is the All-Star rings. You know, I have four of them. My first one, my father passed away, and I put it on his finger and buried him with an All-Star ring because he was very important to me. So that was something that I wanted to give him to take with him up to heaven. And I have three left, and I'll pass that on to my son.
Well, who in particular were you most eager, excited to meet? Who left the biggest impression on you, the players that you met?
Well, you know, when you're sitting in that locker room, they all leave big impressions. And, you know, I remember sitting next to Tony Gwynn and just listening to him talking, hitting, and Ozzie Smith, and, you know, this guy's, you know, they're just regular guys, you know. But in my mind, you know, they were the guys I grew up watching, and now I'm in the locker room with them, and being part of that, and then the friendships over the years.
When the All-Star Game was here at Citi Field a couple years ago, I know you played a big part helping promote it. You were a bit of an ambassador for the game. Why was that important to you? What about the game in New York did you like so much?
Well, I think it's very important to promote the game of baseball, especially, you know, it's been a long time since the Mets have hosted an All-Star Game, and especially at this beautiful stadium. And to go around the city and promote it and try to promote the game around the country, I think it's important to get the word out there because, you know, our youth right now, we're losing them a little bit, and they're not as much as playing the game as much as I did when I was younger. So, you know, they have, like you heard Lawrence McCutcheon saying before in our interview there, that you know, they have the Snapchat and all these video games and their laptops and all that, so the kids are shying away from this game of baseball, and we have to try to get it back to them by doing little things like we're trying to do. You know, I started this Borough Cup tournament here in the city, and they're doing their academies all around the country, and it was important for me to be the face of one of the faces of the All-Star, to get out there and promote the game.
Before I let you go, I'll ask you one question on the Mets, on this Mets team. Obviously, you were a big part of this bullpen for a while. What do you think about the current group? Familia, at the back end in particular, has had a pretty sensational couple of years.
I think the one thing you can say about this bullpen has been very consistent, you know, and that's what you want out of your bullpen. You know, obviously, it's a long course of the season. You're going to have your bumps and bruises on the way. You're going to have some bad games. But I think this core of guys have been very consistent. And when you have Jeremy's at the end of the bullpen, that's a good guy to have with throwing a 97-mile-an-hour sinker and a nasty slider and forkball. So Mets are very fortunate to have him at the end of the bullpen. He's one of the best in the league. He proved it last year, and he continued. He's leading the league in saves this year. So very fortunate to have him.
That's four-time All-Star John Franco for MLB.com. Thanks, John.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.